Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going live, the simulcast, the last hour and 52 minutes at T-minus 8 after. Steve Watson's going to be joining us, political degree, political scientist, webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net. But we're going to get into this bizarre, and amongst other things, blackjack comic strip they've been putting in a major newspaper in England that shows the government staging nuclear attacks and setting up martial law and putting us in FEMA camps and setting up a North American Union and then turning the economy back on and we're all slaves. Why is the London Telegraph, one of the largest newspapers in the world, it's in the top five, reporting things like this? What does this mean? They've been asked over and over again in the three-part series what's going on, and they won't respond. So we'll talk about it with Steve Watson coming up. For the next 3.5 minutes, I am joined by Ted Anderson. You just heard Bob Chapman talking about what a great investment silver and gold is, and it may go up, it may go down, but in the yearly trends, it's only going straight up. And I dearly believe in this investment, and Ted told you yesterday that he bought gold at the 830 level. It's now at 920, and that he's almost out of sovereigns and francs. Excellent gold pieces. He is selling them at below spot. He is selling them at below what the market, what anybody else is doing. And he's doing this because he bought it when it was 830. This is the end, my friend. And he says if gold stays where it's at Monday, which it looks like it's going to keep going up, but if it even stays where it's at, he can't offer this anymore. So this is the very tail end of this, and it goes throughout the weekend. And again, he is the owner of the Genesis Network as well, so the tiny amount of profit he makes because he bought it when it was inexpensive, he passes all the savings on to you, goes back into the network, and Ted is radically expanding everything we do, including running national ads for the Creature from Jekyll Island book to educate folks about the Federal Reserve. So that's certainly exciting. Ted, tell folks the offer today.
Yeah, right now what we're doing is we still have the franc. We have some of those available still at that 217 level, and the British sovereign is at 265. I mentioned to you last time, going out in the marketplace, that 920 level, I'm looking at $230 on the franc, and the British sovereign is 280. So right now at this particular time, that is a big discount. Every now and then I'll have somebody call and, wait a minute, you're selling stuff for less than spot. What does that mean? What that means is when the spot is lower and I lock in on a coin and the spot price goes up, I'm heavily discounted in the current market. And sometimes that coin, you know, when you divide it down, you can say, well, it's more than spot, but the coins all trade for over spot. That's the way they are. Right now, that is discounted. It's coming up on $30 a coin, and they're fractional gold pieces. I mean, I went out
and again, most people are sold out, and you're even getting close. So, folks, 800-686-2237. Now, the brokers are going to be there throughout the weekend till midnight every night. 800-686-2237. And this runs till Sunday night at midnight, Ted?
Yeah, it runs right through clean through Sunday night. Even if I sell more than I have, I will guarantee the price that I'm talking today. But you look around. Check it out. You're not going to find. Alex, I called at least five or six new possible sources for gold and silver today. They're all telling me 4 to 6 weeks out, they can't get the stuff. British sovereigns are almost impossible now to get.
Explain this. Not only is it hard to get, you're getting a great price. And, folks, they are imploding the economy. They are going to shred the dollar. It is insane not to physically hold these assets. 800-686-2237. Do you have anything else other than the great sovereigns and francs?
Yeah, right now silver. Right, that's the shortage right now in the marketplace for sure. And I do have those mercury dimes. Silver right now is in a position where you're going to find that we're going to be just like it was about a year ago, where you can't even get the stuff. Right now, I'd really recommend taking a look at silver, and those mercury dimes that we're carrying right now is. More than like, I don't know how long I can hold on those. I will do it through this weekend.
800-686-2237. Protect yourselves, folks. The deals don't get any better than this. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
And thanks to all the brokers that stay late.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, locked and loaded. We are now simulcasting for the last hour and 52 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv. For all of the viewers there, I want to thank them for their ongoing support. Don't forget, we then post the archive of the TV segment of the radio show every day at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for the members. And then, folks, we want you to burn it to disk, give it out to people in your area, and spread the word. It is your support of PrisonPlanet.tv that makes so much of what we do here possible. That's why we're building a big Web 2.0, PrisonPlanet.tv, with a whole bunch of great features and easier to find the 3,000-plus pieces of media, all of my films, and so much more that are there. So that's all ongoing right now. I've got meetings about that today, and web designers and web consultants and back-end IT people got flying in from Chicago. Going to get a lot done here. So we are definitely expanding PrisonPlanet.tv, and we've extended that year-end special, because I forgot about it, that we still were offering it, five-plus months free, and that goes until Tuesday morning. Five-plus months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, so check it out. Okay, we're going to spend about 20, 30 minutes of this interview with Steve. We're going to have some other issues with him. Joining us from London, England, he runs with his brother Paul Watson. He's our contractors out there, running PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net. And he has been writing this series about Blackjack. It is the name of a cartoon, you could call it, but it's only posterized photos and we'll start putting those on screen, where somebody nukes major cities in England and the United States, and then martial law is brought in, people are put in FEMA camps, the Union of North America, UNE is set up, basically everything the globalists are actually planning and what they say in their own policy reports. And in the first part of the series, though, it doesn't let you know it's the government. It's an MI6 intelligence report you see. We'll put that first part up on screen. And they're talking about MI6 thinks terrorists are about to strike. But then later you learn that it's really basically a bunch of guys in a CENTCOM-type command center. Is this a warning from the London Telegraph? Are they trying to warn the world what's happening? But they're establishment-owned. You know, why did Fox TV News Corp put out The Lone Gunman, where the government hijacks a jumbo jet by remote control to fly it in the World Trade Center to blame it on Afghanistan 6 months before the real attacks? They even use a drill of hijacked jets flying into buildings to basically make everybody stand down. That's exactly what happened in real life. And they do this over and over again. They came out with a Tom Clancy video game 8 years ago where the United States, through the Georgians, sneak attacked South Ossetia. I mean, what is this? Is it good? Is it a warning? Why won't the paper, after tons of inquiries, tell people what is going on? And can we put that on screen, guys? We're working on that? Good, because I want to put some of the comic images. There it is. MI5 report warns government of imminent terrorist attack. June 20th, 2 p.m., a coalition of homegrown extremists, Islamicists, and Christian doomsday cultists. See, they're going to train everybody. See, the London Telegraph couldn't come out and say, Christians, doomsday cultists is what the anti-terror system is for. We're going to swing this giant anti-terror system and the drug war system onto the American people, onto the British people, and say that everybody's a white Al-Qaeda, though some media is doing that. This is a way to just get this into the nomenclature and the idea. Such a strike may take place from a biological, chemical, or even a nuclear attack in one of our main population centers. And it goes on. Let's go ahead and bring up Steve Watson. Human intelligence indicates this group is ready to strike at any time. In the event of such an attack, the likelihood of many thousands of casualties is high. So it teaches you that Prime Minister takes statement on threat. Breaking news, Prime Minister addresses House of Threat. And they show Gordon Brown, the current Prime Minister. They have this obsession with scripting. They had a FX show, Oil Storm, with the mayor of New Orleans himself in the film where the hurricane goes in, blows over, floods Lake Pontchartrain, breaks things, and exactly what happened then happens. That aired a year before Katrina. Again, there's hundreds of examples. Steve Watson, what do you make of all this? Then we'll start going step by step through the three-part series in the international publication.
Well, hello, Alex. It's good to be back on again. Yeah, basically, if we want to start with what we make of it, then that's pretty clear, I think, from the articles we wrote. But basically, we don't want to tell people what to think, but it's either clearly a propaganda piece or it's somebody who's somehow an insider and has been able to get this into a major British newspaper. But, I mean, we've got to be clear about it. It's not 1984 by George Orwell. It's not an artistic masterpiece. It's basically, to begin with, it was a set of poorly photoshopped images just thrown together of major cities being nuked, basically. And it's very difficult to understand why that was able to get into a major, one of the biggest newspapers in the world, essentially. But there's a series of commenters on the articles who have started to question why we're even questioning it, saying, you know, it's good, what's wrong with it? And saying that it's suspicious that we're even covering it, and even accusing us of being fear-mongering. But basically, we're not the ones posting poorly photoshopped images of cities being nuked. So,
well, let's explain. I mean, I know why they're doing this. This is done viciously. We can debate, but I know. I've studied the enemy. They want to create panic. They want to create fear so that when they trigger things, people will panic So they have an excuse to bring in even more control. That's what they show. After the nuke goes off, everybody lines the pumps, society breaks down. Martial law at the end saves us, though. We go to FEMA camps. North American Union saves us. British Union saves us with the EU. World government saves us. And what did the Wall Street Journal say last week? They said the New World Order will save you. And they said that that's the only thing that will. So they have to introduce this everywhere, so they're doing it. But just go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I believe it to be a propaganda piece. It's made to look, or it was in the beginning, it was made to look crude on purpose in order to discredit, you know, every issue that was brought up within it. You know, be that North American Union, be it internment camps, false flag terror. By putting it into the pages of a comic strip or crude Photoshopped images, it kind of demeans the subjects, which are, you know, which do need to be rationally debated, and they are real agendas that are going on.
And which the establishment itself is fear-mongering about.
Well, exactly. And if you ask yourself, why is this in the Telegraph? I mean, the majority of Telegraph readers are conservative English people in their 50s or their 60s. So what are they going to take from a series of crude Photoshop images?
Yeah, this is not some cyberpunk comic book shop publication.
Well, exactly. They're not going to think, oh, this is a warning, I need to look into this. They're just going to dismiss every issue in there as, you know, pulp fiction. But, you know, it's been touted as fiction, you know, but we know that there's agendas to implement domestic police state control, continual pushes towards global government, that kind of thing. And you've got to look at who owns this, who owns the Telegraph as well.
We'll get to that in a moment, but I just want to add the point now, the addendum here, that you're absolutely right. This is meant, while they're simultaneously in the Financial Times saying world government's good, we kept it secret from you for your own good, we're taking over, it's dictatorial, you'll have no rights, but we know what's best. While all these hundreds of publications are announcing world government, that's the answer to the crisis, they then are muddying the waters with it in entertainment and right there in the news pages, to where when you mention it to people, they'll say, oh, you got that out of the comics. So, again, this is psych warfare very, very clearly. But, yeah, let's look at who owns the London Telegraph.
Okay. Well, when was the London Telegraph established? It was established in the mid-1800s by British nobility. It's been owned by, all along the line, it's been owned by barons, viscounts, all the way up to Conrad Black, who recently was involved in scandal and then had to sell the Telegraph to the Barclay brothers, Frederick and David Barclay, who now own and run the Telegraph. Both regular attendees at Bilderberg meetings. Basically, they're not going to print anything. It's not some rag that's going to print a few poorly thrown together images. So,
and right now we're showing images of the U.S. and England. They put millions in concentration camps. It's the right thing to do. So they're showing everybody what's supposed to happen. Riot police crush anyone protesting is aiding terrorists. They claim that Syria and Iran detonated the nukes, so the United States and England nuke those nations. And then at the end of the comic book, the North American Union saves us.
Yep.
Says, stay at home, await further instructions, emergency transmission. So they're just preparing the subconscious for when this really happens so that we'll go along with it. They are map-making in the mind. Steve?
Yeah, I mean, preparing the subconscious, yeah, that's classic, you know, description of what propaganda is. If you read Propaganda by Edward Bernays, sort of a definitive text on it written in the 20s, he goes over it in detail. I can read you some quotes if you'd like.
Yeah, stay there. Let's go over when we get back. Folks should go to Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com and read all three of the series. Just, you can find the latest one posted today and then backtrack with links to the original part one he did on their part one. And look at it for yourself. And, of course, in the real world, they're now implementing all of this, the FEMA camps, everything. They can't wait to get their hands on your children.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
All right, in the interest of time, let's go right back to Steve Watson and cut the great music. I don't think I played it on purpose. All right, Steve, you've got the floor. I can sit here and interrupt all day and make my points. Go through the propaganda, go through what this series covers, then get into the Bernays quotes. We're going to put the. I'm going to give you the floor during this segment. Just roll with it.
Okay. Well, let's just go back and go to the start and go through what is actually in Operation Blackjack. So essentially, it began with part one last month in January. It was running in the arts and culture section of the London Telegraph, one of the biggest newspapers in the world. the first sort of installment showed pictures of MI5 logos with the date June the 20th and the caption saying MI5 report warns government of imminent terrorist attack. So then the date jumps forward to June the 21st, shows a caption of what is apparently a large nuclear device, a small nuclear device loaded into a white van in the centre of London. Then it shows people panicking, buying groceries, fleeing the city. And then on it jumps to June the 22nd, and there's an image of a nuclear explosion over the city. It then shows various photoshopped, crude images of sort of ruins of famous London landmarks, such as, you know, Big Ben, etc., Houses of Parliament. And then that's where part one ended. So, you know, wasn't a lot in there to go on to begin with, so very strange. That's when we started questioning why it was in there. Part two comes along about a week later. It continues the theme, but with images of nukes going off in New York, Washington, D.C., L.A., Portland, Mexico City, Toronto, and then another series of sort of crumbling remains of these major cities. So, I mean, there wasn't really even a plot or a storyline. It was just, at this point, it was just a series of pictures put together on Photoshop supposed to, you know, depict this situation. But the final image of part two is an important one because it showed a sort of mock screenshot. I think you've already had it up on the screen there for the viewers, of an emergency transmission from Department of Homeland Security, which reads, stay at home and await further instructions. And then it has a sort of an eagle. And if you've seen pictures of Nazi propaganda and things and flags, etc., symbolism, it's exactly the same as that. And it's perched on top of a globe. And underneath are the words, Union of North America. And then below that, the words, Novus Ordo Seclorum, which translates as New Order of the Ages, or traditionally New World Order. And then there's also images of British policemen with these kind of images on their uniforms and helmets, etc. And then part three kind of, it changed into a comic book style. So at this point you've got a series of nuclear attacks that have gone off to usher in a sort of fascist world government headed by a union of America, UK, Canada and Mexico. And then it sort of switches to this comic strip, which shows a group of men, supposedly officials of this new union, seemingly pleased with God bless you and God bless the Union of North America, seemingly pleased with the reports that they're pouring over of casualties and destruction. And they say, oh, this has exceeded our wildest expectations. We need to move on to phase two. So at that point, you're clearly supposed to deduce that these people who are representing a new form of government are somehow involved in the operation related to the attacks. And then, as we've gone over, the further images show military attacks on Iran, Syria, China, domestic police state, martial law, concentration camps set up to hold collaborators and dissenters, images of the Amero coin, indicating that a new global currency is being created. And that's where part three ends. So who knows if there's going to be a part four. But if there is a part four, I assume that, you know, this is all going to be there to save everyone.
Well, Steve, I did see some tiles in there where it's like, oh, the panic's over, you know, the economy's back. I did see one along those lines at the end. But there's more than just them conditioning our subconscious here. Psychopaths like to leave tokens at their crime scenes. They like to call and talk to police. They like to brag. So coming from this paper, it's just very chilling.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
It's amazing. I look at all these unhappy people who even have jobs. A lot of folks don't. and they think life's boring. We're spinning through the black void of space, surrounded by trillions of galaxies, quadrillions of planets, nebulas, black holes. We're on an incredible sphere with a ribbon of atmosphere and huge oceans with all these amazing life forms. We are these creatures who don't even know our own history, who are just now developing technology. Who knows what we could do in the stars? And instead we have a bunch of criminals running our system, and the public is unable to truly dream outside their control paradigm, and so are just basically following the manipulations and programming that the establishment uses, punching their primitive buttons. Now, let us go ahead and go back to Steve Watson. Steve, I want to cover a few other issues with you, but anything else you want to add about this particular story of this Blackjack series in the London Telegraph?
Well, I suppose the other thing to mention is that a lot of readers asking for clarification contacted the Telegraph. And the overwhelming response from the newspaper itself was a hostile one. They were belligerent to callers. Apparently no one wants to talk about it at the Telegraph. Readers have been interrogated as to why they care, what the piece is supposed to be. People have hung up on them. Basically, the paper won't advise, you know,
anything. Oh, yeah, asking questions or even being able to read now is seen as like out being Al-Qaeda. I mean, literally. It's like, what you're asking questions? You're taking photos of the police? You're a terrorist. They're trying that in England now, too, aren't they?
Well, exactly. I mean, the paper just got angry, basically, and wouldn't give an explanation at all as to the content that they're supplying their readers. So I suppose that's where we are with it, really. There isn't any, I'm sure there'll be more developments, but some people on other forums claim to have identified who the author is, but I've checked that, and I don't think there's any direct evidence of that at the moment, so we're still...
That's another thing. Normally in an art section, they would tell you who the artist was, but the way
well,
this
exactly,
is...
Well, exactly. That's the point of an art section, isn't it, for artists to gain recognition, and that's what the readers were concerned about, but you know, they wouldn't even tell the readers who the artist was. So what is the point of the piece?
That shows everybody going into FEMA camps and nukes going off and the government staging the attacks and setting up a North American Union and merging it with England, which they say England's actually merged with the North American Union as the Anglo-American establishment, Airstrip 1. Boy, they are nasty. Normally when they do stuff like this, and we're seeing a lot of this pop up in TV and shows like Jericho and others, it means they're planning it. When they nuke, I'm going to have to watch the public run around and worship the government. It just never ends. I just want to lose everything, I guess. Go ahead.
I mean, it's going back to the propaganda thing. It's, you can see it as an effort to frame the subconscious, because that's what propaganda essentially is. That's what Bernays wrote. It's a mass manipulation, a framing of the world that you live in, and then, you know, creating the appearance that you have free will within that, but you're always trapped within the framed world around you. It's like, I suppose, the best example is the prisoner with Patrick McGoohan, who escapes the village, but he's still, you know, he's still within the village because the village has been crafted over centuries all around us. And that's essentially what propaganda is. Bernays wrote Organizing Chaos. And,
well, that,
you know,
well, that's it.
Blackjack,
they understand.
Seems,
go ahead.
This Blackjack seems, it doesn't seem to be a social commentary. It's just a cold piece. And in that sense, it's got the hallmarks of propaganda, of social manipulation, bringing a sort of standard to bear for the masses.
Yeah, it's a flaunting in our face what they may do to us. But this action itself is a form of terrorism. The threat of violence. Well, they know, they've seen the statistics, the polls, the numbers in England, the U.S., and Europe, where the majority of people believe that the 9/11 was an inside job or that there's a cover-up. And I think this is a message to us. You know, the New World Order crowd loves multi-dimensional images. They love something that has different effects on different classes. And they see themselves as real artists at this art form. And so it's also a threat to everyone. It's an inside joke to them. It further conditions and creates anxiety in the public. Then when we talk about real government-sponsored terror, they'll say, oh, you saw that in a cartoon.
Yeah, it's always gonna evolve the propaganda as well. But I'll read you a quote from Bernays, his sort of end quote in propaganda. He says, if the public becomes more intelligent in its commercial demands, commercial firms will meet the new standards if it becomes aware of the old methods used to persuade it to accept a given idea or commodity. Its leaders will present their appeals more intelligently. Propaganda will never die out. Intelligent men must realize that propaganda is the modern instrument by which they can fight for productive ends and help to bring order out of chaos. So it's always going to be evolving and changing in multidimensional levels of it, but in the end it's all about framing the society we live in. We know that that's what their agenda is, that's what they're about.
These are some sick people.
Yeah.
I mean, these are some really, really sick people.
I mean, but you know, other people, other readers are saying it may be somebody who's sending a warning. That's perfectly fine for them to, it's a valid point for them to bring that up, but it's not, though we can give our opinions, it's not up to us to tell them what to think.
They may have even allowed somebody who thought it was a warning to put it in, and then using it as a psyop, but I doubt that. I mean, if you look at, I'd say 90% chance this is a psyop. In fact, I'm really 100%, but I'll just say 90. And because they didn't put who the artist is, there's a lot of issues here. See, when you see an article in a newspaper and it doesn't have a name, that automatically means from the editorial board of the paper. And you'll see articles that don't even say from the editorial board. It'll just be there. And this is from the editorial board. That's the language of a newspaper. That if it doesn't say who it's from, it's just an article. That is the sense of the paper. So in the language of this, that's what we're dealing with. And people can say, well, why are you focusing in on this? Because so many times what they put out is what they end up doing. And people say, oh, the lone gunman episode of the government flying a hijacked jet in the World Trade Center to get martial law and, you know, attack Afghanistan and using a drill to make them stand down. That's just a coincidence. Well, we happen to have folks from the X-Files, Dean Haglund, one came to my house, you know, opened the door, and it's the TV guy, to say, no, the CIA planted this stuff on us. So this tells us a lot about the globalists. They're very intelligent, but they're also psychopathic. Very intelligent psychopaths, sadistic psychopaths, and they're very bored. This is, you know, what all these aristocrats having too much time on their hands turns into. And this is what they giggle and snicker about in their little secret meetings. And they think their revelation of the method is funny. And they also say they're God, they're the new man, because they can scientifically, coldly understand their own human intellect. And then so they can kill a baby and not feel any emotions. Or they can blow up a country and not feel emotions. Or they can kill 3,000 people in two towers and not feel anything. And it's only us that are primitive and weak that let our emotions control us. No. I am a human being. I was developed on this planet. I have children. I am a reproductive creature. I am meant to be nurturative. I am meant to defend my family. I am meant to build. This is who I am. This is the species. This is what we are. And watching what the globalists do, it's a horrible, aberrant form of humanity. You know, their whole social Darwinistic view, everything they do, it's really just selfishness, and the proof is they're holding humanity back. If they were so slick and so powerful, they wouldn't be trying to poison people and dumb them down so we'd be more manageable. If they're such godmen, they would be trying to empower everyone and you know, trying to build us to the highest level because they're so much higher than us. But they've got this sick subconscious rationale, and they claim they're scientific and cold. But at the end of the day, they are some of the most hedonistic, petty, control freak individuals out there, they are totally governed by their human instincts, but by the most lesser forms of them. Steve Watson.
Well, exactly. Yeah. If you want to put it a different way, it's a total lack of any sort of spirituality or, you know, belief in the rest of the human race, really. They want it all, and they want to control it all.
Well, they don't just want it all. They want to desecrate it all. They want to mutilate it all. They want to vandalize it all. They want to kill everything beautiful, pull down everything decent. They boil with hatred at youth and life and goodness. Because by its very nature, it's a bunch of old demonic creatures who are totally given over to evil by the choices they've made in life that are in control of it.
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah. I couldn't put it any better myself.
What's going on over in England? How's the economy going over there? I've seen your jobless numbers are about as bad as ours or worse. And mm-hmm. Iceland's, the government's fallen, but British banks own Iceland, so people can't even get their money out of the banks. Europe's in 20% unemployment. We're reading about riots all over Europe, but we're being told that that the level of the riots is being suppressed. Your take on Madoff, all of this?
Well, the economy is the same as over there. It's on its knees. I mean, basically because we've got the same policies over here. You know, bailouts. We had a recent bailout to the tune of, it was a guarantees, the government guaranteeing bank loans to the tune of $200 billion. All this printing excessive money. The Bank of England's just drop rates to the lowest, you know, they've ever been since the initiation of the Bank of England. So keeping them artificially, that's all the same policies that, you know, your government's got over there. And that's because by proxy, both governments are run by the international bankers and corporations out of London. So yeah, it's exactly the same over here as it is over there. And while there are some, you know, protests and riots and things over here, they're not getting any sort of mainstream coverage, and they're nowhere near on as big a scale as they are in Europe at the moment. But, you know, it remains to be seen whether that will change.
In other news, watching Obama not just go back on every promise, but arrogantly say, we're getting all the CEO pay capped, which then they can selectively put caps on other people, and then all the big CEOs in banking have loopholes. There are no caps. Or saying we might shut down Guantanamo, but we're going to continue secret arrest, and we're going to block the British government from releasing torture info, and we're going to appoint all these lobbyists, and on and on and on. He's now for NAFTA and GATT. I mean, are people in England starting to talk about the fact that he's automatically going back on all his promises?
No, they're not, to be honest, at the moment. They're still the sort of summation of what we're getting in our media is still the sort of, you know, the sort of messianic image of the great new leader, Obama. You know, there's very little focus on the nightly news on, you know, the actual nuts and bolts of the executive orders that he's been issuing.
So it's just all part of ongoing hype to make everybody feel good while the looting is completed.
Yeah, it's still going on, and I think it'll go on for the foreseeable future. I mean, you know, there's no investigation of what he's doing already. It's going to take something significant, I think, for that to change over here.
Well, I love how the mainstream media keeps saying, Obama, you know, he wasn't part of the bailout. That was Bush. Obama went and cheerleaded for it. They're all together in on it. And Obama's camp followers, I'm just so tired of watching the left-right bait and switch over and over again. And that's why we're enslaved, because the public loves to feel like they're important, loves to feel like they've had a hollow victory instead of a real victory.
Yeah, I mean, the big one was his executive order, which protected continuation of CIA renditions. And, you know, an article I wrote about that a few days ago, good quote in there, was from a British Labour member of the European Parliament. And the European Parliament was responsible for investigating the renditions. And he said, you know, he directly said you can't criticise Obama because at the moment he's got a godlike status. You know, he said on the surface it looks like he's closing all these secret prisons and everything, but, you know, people have got to look further into what his actual executive orders say. And it says directly in there that he's leaving open the door for both rendition and the continuation of the secret facilities, military facilities, which we know they use for
torture. Steve Watson, I want to appreciate you, the great job you're doing at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net. We'll talk to you again in the near future. Keep up the great work.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Cheers.
You bet. We'll be back with a ton of news, your phone calls, and a lot more. We've got an hour and 10 minutes left.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Okay, we are back live here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go through the big stack of news and take your phone calls the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. And we'll also play some video clips that I've got coming up. We got a videotape order in the mail from Germany. I'm not going to say the guy's name. They said his first name's Rainer. And he sent me a 1923 Weimar Republic Deutsche Mark. These are the ones they had wheelbarrows to buy a loaf of bread with. So we'll cut over there to this camera, and I'll give folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv a close-up shot of that. It says that this is a Fiat Mark, the 1923 Mark note from the town of Ogersheim, where the former Chancellor Helmut Kohl was born. And we appreciate the present. We appreciate the gift. And this one is for 110, 100, 1,000, 100,000, 20 million Deutsche Marks. That's 20 million, right? Yeah, 20 million Deutsche Marks. And you could maybe at one point buy maybe a slice of bread with this, maybe if you were lucky. So that's what could happen to your fiat currency, and that's what they're doing. As soon as the confidence is lost in the dollar, there's pretty much no way that this isn't going to have a massive, massive inflation and devaluation of the currency. Well, they had prettier money than we do, even though this piece of paper, you couldn't, at one point in Germany, you couldn't buy the paper to print this on for 20 million Deutsche Marks, to give you an idea of it. Perhaps we should scan this in and put it up on the web for just the regular radio listeners who aren't watching right now live at PrisonPlanet.tv or when we archive the show. But I'm staying here going out with the ship. I'm not running off to our little farm out in the countryside, though I think about it every day. We're actually expanding in the midst of this storm and doing our best because people are tuning in more than ever. They know we're telling the truth more than ever, and folks definitely are concerned and want to get involved in the fight more. Speaking of sponsors, who makes this radio show possible? Well, it's people like eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com, that's the website of the longest continually operating storable foods company in the United States. It's where I get my storable foods, non-GMO, no MSG, no aspartame in it. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com and check out their new three-day, one-adult food supply for only $21.95. It's a good sampler to check out just a small selection of some of the great storable foods they have that last 10 years in unclimate-controlled, more than 10 years in climate-controlled conditions. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. Or, again, check them out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Another sponsor along the same line of preparedness is MySolarBackup.com. It is designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's why it generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can pump gas because can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's perfect for emergency backup for troubled times. MySolarBackup.com. That's www.oneword. MySolarBackup.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. The great folks from Solutions from Science. We're going to come back and take a few phone calls and continue with calls. And I've got to go through my giant stack of news I've got disheveled here so that we can go through all the important headlines and information we haven't covered yet. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.